Welcome to another message from the teaching team at Elevation Church Australia. For more information about our church, service times and locations, visit elevationchurch.com.au.
The voice of God, and God speaks to us all differently. And today I just pray that God is going to speak to you where you're at. And I believe that if we tune our ears in, God will speak, whether it's one word, two words, a full sentence, whatever, but God is going to speak to you. So let's just pray right now. Lord, we open up our hearts. We are expectant that you are going to speak to every single person in this place today. Lord, we are just leaning in and we are ready, Father God, to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's all be standing. Let's all stand. And let's make way because Tim Hartland is coming to preach an incredible message. Yeah, come
on. All right. Where's the timer? Okay. Let's go. Hey, everyone. How are you going? My name's Tim. I thought there's so many things you could talk about, but I just wanted to talk about, I guess, my journey with COVID-19 and the experience. And I kind of called it faith and leadership. I know everyone's got their own stories. So for me, I'm a senior manager at the City of Mandurah. I've been there for some time, and COVID for me was just such a crazy time. So in February, my director that I report to left. Within weeks, the COVID started creeping through, and there's massive impacts, you know, outside of that for my wife's business, and I'm sure lots of people here. And things kind of got, you know, more and more interesting, and we were thinking, what's happening? Suddenly, you kind of forget Mandurah had 30 or 40 cases at one stage, people coming in. And I remember I manage all the facilities, and I had a phone call and then an email, and I had an hour and 20 minutes to close what I look after. So I have three libraries, an art gallery, a youth centre, a senior centre, a museum. I have a lot of staff in admin. So I had about an hour and 20 minutes to shut eight facilities. I remember going to Mandurah Library and walking in because I decided I'd go there and kind of let them know and work it out. And I remember every computer was full. There was a rhyme time on that had just finished. There's all these people in there. And I remember thinking, crikey. So it's interesting through that faith, you know, got me through. I just thought, be the light. There's nothing that's too hard here. But the reality was some of the decisions I had to make over the next few weeks really impacted on people. I had to stand down staff. I had to shut down a whole lot of facilities. I remember being in a meeting and I had about 46, I think it was, burned in my memory, staff that I had to bring into a room and tell them to go home and they didn't have a job. And it was really hard. And we looked after them and we paid out who we could. Then, over the coming weeks, my job was trying to get people back. So every time I'd hear about an issue or a problem, I remember bringing back one of our librarians to work with the business community because she came from a background, she had a good heart. So her job was ringing all the businesses and trying to help them through this hard time. So I slowly brought people back. And then, you know, we were closed for a few months, and then all of a sudden we had to reopen again. And then we had to, I guess, get the trust back of the community and the trust back of the staff. While we were closed, my job didn't stop. I was working 15, 16, 20-hour days. I asked my wife. I was getting up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. I had meetings every day with the mayor, every other day with the CEO and elected members. And the amount of pressure the City of Mandurah was under and local governments generally just to respond to this unknown. We weren't sure if we were going to be shut for a week or 6 months, and we weren't sure what that was going to mean. So it was interesting through that journey. I've lost count of the amount of times people said to me, gee, all that pressure you're under, you really didn't show it. And why? And you know, I've been in this job for about 11 years at the city, and occasionally people I know, I just kind of go, I've got someone looking after me, or make light of it, but because you've got to be a bit careful in government, you know, talking about your faith and your journey. But it is interesting over time. We did all this surveying at the end of COVID, and the City of Mandurah across the whole of WA was the best performing local government in terms of responding, which was really cool. And I had a personal survey done of my leadership impact with this thing called human synergistics. And it was really interesting. I had 11 people that report to me, four or five that work sideways, and then my CEO and the couple of the counsellors rate on my performance. And it wasn't so much about my performance, what I did, because we all worked hard, but it was, I guess, about who we were as people and our character. And I was really pleased with the results. And, it just showed, I've had meetings since where I've been able to say to people, you know, having that, I guess, greater purpose and that faith-based driven. And, you know, I kept thinking, well, we're going to get through this as a community. We're going to get through this as a group. And so be the light. If I can be calm and I can show my faith, people will see what I'm doing and hopefully lead. So it was a really hard time. And that is the siren. But I guess for me, finishing, be the light, be the difference, and show your true spirit with adversity. And that's when people know your true heart. There you go. And I would now like to introduce Josh.
So good. I love that, Tim. That was awesome. Tim is such an encouragement to myself as well. Used to be my boss. Not so good as a boss, better as a friend. Not at all. All right. Hey, guys, I'm Josh. You are. Alongside my gorgeous wife, we get to run the worship team here, but I'm going to jump straight into it. If you've got your phones out, take them out. I'm telling you, not asking you. And I want you to write down these three things. There will be a test afterwards. God, He knows us. He hears us. And hold on. They alliterate, and there's three of them because I'm a Christian. All right. Firstly, we'll start with some encouragement, and then we'll move into a practical application, and I'll be talking quickly. Psalm 139. You have searched me, O Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, and you are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too powerful for me, too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I ride on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Our God is so incredibly invested in us. That's why He created us in such a way that we could be in relationship with Him. He knows us intimately, every single part of our being. And every good relationship, my wife tells me, is built on listening. So our God is great at listening. He hears us. Number two. And how do we know God hears us? It's good to say that. Firstly, His word. In 1 Peter 3:12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to this prayer." Holy Spirit is with us every single day, and God is so invested in who we are and what we do. And then lived experience. Time and time again, God has stepped in and blessed myself and those around me. Knowing our God is ever present and ever listening, maybe the question we should ask isn't how does God speak to us, but how do we listen? Hold on. God speaks to us and encourages us daily. He's always there. He's always speaking. In Isaiah 40:31, it said, "For those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I think that we live in an incredibly fast-paced world. We know that God knows us, and we know that He hears us, and we know that He loves us. But when do we stop? And when do we listen? We can't build relationship with others by flying past them every day. And I know in my own life, I get home and I throw the washing on. And I... and I know that I fly around the house, open my laptop, I'll put music on, I'll watch a video. I fill my head with sometimes it's good junk, sometimes it's bad junk. Day in, day out, I'm listening, I'm watching. And I never take time to sit and listen, or I never intentionally do that just because I feel like it. And so I've had to start to put time into my world where I stop and I listen. I have a really pertinent thing, but it's locked itself, so give me a moment. There we go. What are we looking at? Hey, on time. I want to leave us with some lyrics from one of my favorite songs, Good Grace. And it says, take courage, hold on, be strong, remember where our help comes from. You! Oh, look at that. All right. I just want to thank my best friend and beautiful human being, Helen, because she's next.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, now, just letting you know that everybody hears from God differently. Okay, you can hear from reading the Word. And I remember when I was a new Christian, I was hungry for the Word and I was ploughing through that Bible as fast as I could, because once I'd been through it, I'd be able to do anything. But I remember reading in Corinthians, I'd given away the drink, hadn't given away the smokes yet. And in Corinthians, on the top right-hand corner in big, bold, black letters, smoking is an abomination unto the Lord. I saw it. He can speak through the words that you need to hear. Mind you, you feel a bit of a fool when you go and tell somebody else and it's really not there, you can't find it, and you never found it. I've never found it again. But he can speak through the Word. He can speak through our pastor, beginning of the year, Marty said, you know, get God to give you a word. I got a word, and I hope you all did. If you didn't, do it next year. And I got a word. Did I know it was from God? By faith, I knew it was from God. And he and I held hands and we're running with it. You can hear through prayer. You can hear as we meditate. You can hear through the still small voice that speaks to our heart and puts thoughts in our head. My first experience, I've actually heard the audible voice of God. Again, a new Christian, never heard it again. God, why don't you speak to me in an audible voice? But I was on my knees beside my bed praying one day. And I was, you know, as you do when you're beside your bed praying, you're sort of nodding off like this. And so I said, I'm a bit tired, I'll just lie on the bed and pray. So as I began to doze off on the bed, I heard this voice way off in the distance say, let me hear. And then it came behind my window outside the house, and louder it said, let me hear. And then it boomed. It was like a resonating, I don't know how to describe it, but it said, in the room, said, let me hear. And I knew that was God. And I was down on my knees as fast as you could. And from there on in, I have always prayed aloud because he said, let me hear. As I said, I've only heard it once. Man, I'm running for time. But are there times that I've heard his voice and not listened? Yeah, of course there are. But there's always been a way out. He'll always leave a way out. And God's had me do a variety of careers in my life. And I say God's had me do them because today I can see where they've all leading towards this point that I'm at the moment. He dared me into the kingdom, and my response to him has always been, when he's asked me to do something and asked me with that still small voice, why not? That's how I came into the kingdom. I guess so. Have I made mistakes? Yeah. Have I wanted to give up? Sure. Is it worthwhile enduring to the end for the plans that he has for me? And I say plans, you bet it is. So far, those plans that God has for me, okay, I can do this. So far, those plans that God has had for me, and who knows, as I continue to practice hearing his voice, what plans he still has for me. You're never too old. Believe me, you are never too old. Sometimes God does speak to me in pictures. My eyes will be drawn to somebody, and I'll ask God what he wants to say to that person. And I know he always wants to say something to everybody. But often I'll get a picture and I'll ask, what's that picture about? What does it mean? And usually a thought will come and I'll wait to see what else there is. And then I'll get up the courage to actually speak what I've seen to the person. And sometimes as I'm speaking, more thoughts will come. But what I want to say to you is, do you doubt that you also have that ability to hear God's voice like that? Let me tell you what Paul says in Ephesians 1:3 from the Passion Translation. Every spiritual blessing, that's every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm, has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. And now, And now I am going to introduce Hey You, Jeremy and Kelly.
Awesome. If I talk too quick, because I'm trying to fit lots in, just tell me. All right. Ours is a bit of a praise report and a story. And I want to just sort of, you know, reiterate what Helen said, is that hearing God and His word is not always like an audible booming voice. It can be through word and it can be through encouragement from a friend. Anyway, story time. So, we got married in December. We have Roey. He's our favorite person. And we got married and then we were like, we'll go on a honeymoon in September this year, obviously COVID. But we didn't know that. So in January, we started looking at building a house. And then we were like, nope, we'll just put all our money into a honeymoon and we'll go away and that'll be great. Anyway, COVID happened. The building consultant that we met in January was like, hey, COVID, you can't travel. Do you want to build a house? And we're like, okay. So we got up there and we had a quick meeting with him and he goes, have a think about where you want to build. And we were like, oh, all right. So we were like, Osprey Waters, and we looked there. And he called us, on the Sunday, we're sitting in church, 31st of May, there's the book with my notes from church, and I got this number in my head, and it was lot 504, and I was like, huh. So anyway, after church, we got in the car, and we went to Osprey Waters and found lot 504, and we found it, and we're like, God, if it's meant to be, it'll be. On the Monday, the building consultant rang us, and he goes, guys, there's one block left in Osprey Waters, lot 504, and we were like, God. Anyway, so... And so then, because we thought, oh, wow, this is amazing, it's from God, this is all going to happen really quickly and easily, it really tested our faith. Basically, the banks are weird because of the Royal Commission. We had to switch banks. We had to double the amount for the deposit that we were going to put down on the house. We had to live off of Jeremy's wage only, which was $1,400 a fortnight for nearly 4 months. And there was all these trials, and so we just started losing faith, and we kept hearing, have faith, have faith. Anyway, I'm trying to go really quick. Anyway, long story cut short, last week we found out that we got the house, praising God, and next week we settle. Anyway, Jeremy's going to do all the spiritual stuff.
I was going to read from the phone, but it's gone off. I guess that would have, you know, witnessing from a phone would have made me an eyewitness. It was almost funny. Anyway, I've heard God's voice audibly. And I've also heard it in a variety of different ways. When this began, it's not a linear process. She got numbers. I became aware, and most of you know me, I'm not really aware of much at the best of times, but I became aware of the song, Promise Maker. I'm sorry, Waymaker, Promise Keeper. See, I'm not even that aware. Miracle Worker, I think. You know the one. And I started hearing on the radio. We sang it at school during assemblies. Heard it in all sorts of places, and it was always a reminder when I was feeling like giving up. Marty and Rachel started preaching about Isaiah 54, enlarge your tent. That was another way of hearing God's voice. But it's not just what I heard, it was a message that came with it. I want to go back a bit further than just the house. When I moved to Mandurah 6 years ago, it was possibly the darkest time of my life. Marriage had ended. Work wasn't going well, and God blessed me tremendously, gave me a place to stay, a place to work, a community to be a part of. But I thought that was it, and this is something I need to repent of in front of you. I thought that the blessing was over. I nearly accepted that, I accepted that was it. If bad things happened after that, well, I'd used up my favor with God. And I didn't even recognize Kelly as the blessing that she was, because I thought, no, there's no more blessing left. But with this process, it's heaped blessing upon us. And I wonder if I can say anything to you, that God's not finished with you. Not just with the promise that He has for you and the purpose that He has for you, but the blessings aren't going to stop. They're never going to stop. There might be a pause. There might be testing. Not might be, there will be. There will be testing. There will be a pause. But look, until He calls you home, He's not finished. He's not finished with us. He's blessed us. He really loves us, and that's an awesome thing to realize. He really loves us. He's really blessing us. And I've gone over time, sorry.
I just want to add one Bible verse as well. That was awesome, Jim. Thanks for sharing. John 14:25-27. I am using the Message version, so please, you know, give me grace. But I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sent at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, alone. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught.
Amazing. Amazing. What bombs we're throwing out there today. One-liners, powerful, powerful testimonies from every single person today of how they hear the voice of God and what God did in each scenario and each situation. It's powerful, remarkable. Got great people in this place. Right now,